Philip Semper, PI, for these are good. Today's date is 08/11/2022. Dictation is for Miss Tammy Ellis. Ellis spells E-L-L-I-S. Tammy spells T-A-M-M-Y. Date of birth is 11/12/1959. This is a 62-year-old female here for routine follow-up period. Next paragraph, Miss Tammy has a history of non-insulin dependent correction, diabetes type 2, hypertension, anxiety, is here for a follow-up period, here for a routine follow-up period. She stated since the last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says she has no complaints. For your next paragraph. We've past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared. Last visit, no changes. Period. Next paragraph. Review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's a lower-oriented, obese young lady. Vital signs are as follows: 0-2 status, 98% of urinary blood pressure is 184/89. Pulse 90, respiration 18, temperature 97.8. Period. Next paragraph. Correction. Temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck, foot, range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, distended secondary to obesity. No organomegaly, no rebound, no guarding, no rigidity, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times three, cranial nerves to tennis, normal motor and sensory functions and normal mood and affect a normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan, assessment number one is diabetes type 2, number 2, hypertension, number 3, hypercholesterolemia, number 4, anxiety, number 5, tobacco use disorder. Patient is beginning to quit. She said her last cigarette was about 14 days ago. Next paragraph. Patient was offered labs, namely CBC, CMP, lipid, T3, T4, TSH, A1C. She refused, citing funding, says she does not have the money to pay for these labs right now, or insurance don't kick in until November, period. Next paragraph. Our medication will refill as follows: clonazepam, 0.5 milligrams, 1 POQHS for 30 days, number 30. Next medication, Humulin N, 100 units, 10 units SC, for daily for 90 days. Next medication, insulin syringes, number 200. Next medication, metformin, 1,000 milligrams, 1 POBID for 90 days, number 180. Next medication, lisinopril, 8 CTZ. 20/25 milligrams, we take 1 pill twice daily for 9 days, number 180. Next medication, metoprolol, 50 milligrams, 1 pill twice daily for 90 days, number 180. Next medication, glimepiride, 4 milligrams, 1 pill BID for 9 days, number 1 pill daily for 90 days, number 90. Next paragraph, amlodipine, 5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. She was giving the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. She and I had a discussion about the labs and the importance of having labs drawn. She says she understands but can't afford it today. She said her insurance kicks in November and she should be able to take care of it then. End of the quotient.